In 1999, Georgia adopted Peach Care for Kids, a program that now provides health insurance coverage to over 130,000 children. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we remember Mickey Chanel, the father of Peach Care. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Robert Melvin Chanel Jr., known as Mickey, passed away last week at his home in Greene County, and he was a longtime representative in the Georgia House of Representatives. But Andy, why is Mickey known as the father of Peach Care?
20 years ago, as you mentioned, there was a bill in the legislature that would provide government health insurance to some newly eligible children. It was a result of the national effort under the Clinton administration. And the bill in Georgia wanted to turn that into a private insurance program. And that bill was supported by the governor then, Zell Miller, and the state Senate. But Mickey Chanel heard some arguments that said basically there were problems in that setup.
So Mickey heard arguments from healthcare advocates. And then what did he do? How did he move the legislation forward into what we know as Peach Care today?
He helped convince fellow House of Representatives, legislators, and ultimately the whole General Assembly on the fact that they could make this new Peach Care program look a lot like Medicaid instead of going the private insurance route. And that way you could cover more kids for less money.
And some of Mickey's colleagues and others have said that he was the go-to guy on really complicated healthcare legislation. Did he have a background in healthcare? Why did he have this expertise in this area?
The family business was groceries, and eventually Mickey ended up owning a string of convenience stores. So he really didn't have that healthcare background, but he came to it, and he became passionate about healthcare, and eventually, he knew the ins and outs of Medicaid probably better than some people in the state agency that runs the program.
His influence in healthcare in Georgia has been wide-reaching beyond Peach Care. Can you tell us a little bit about what other things he accomplished?
Well, he advocated that public health should be its own separate state agency instead of being kind of buried. He also advocated for the local rural hospital there in Greensboro, and it eventually it survived. It was for a while they thought it was going to close, but it not only survived, but eventually became a new facility. He also helped the charity clinics in the state by encouraging volunteer physicians to practice there. So he was involved with a lot of different healthcare issues. He was a very matter-of-fact guy. He was very straightforward. He'd tell you something and you could bank on it as being the truth.
And you've said that you found his insights invaluable. Do you think that Mickey Chanel's expertise and passion for healthcare will be his legacy?
Absolutely. For more than 20 years in the legislature, Mickey had his hand on the major healthcare initiatives for this state, not just from Peach Care, but also rural hospitals, rural healthcare, Medicaid financing issues. He got healthcare and he grasped these very complicated issues, and we all learned a lot from him.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. Thanks for being with us to remember Mickey Chanel.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.